I was just recovering from another long, achingly monotonous meeting over the phone, as many of us have to do on a regular workday. The only saving grace was that the conversation involved a work associate of mine who has an unbelievably sexy voice. And it got me thinking. How many of you unique, perverted minds out there have a career where you speak on the phone? Where voices are your only connection to the outside world during the day? I speak on the phone a great deal, to all sorts of people, from all walks of life, all across the US and Canada, sometimes the UK, sometimes Australia even, but not often, due to time constrictions. Men and women alike, though mostly men, because of the field I work in. And it's a portion of my job that I don't mind. A bonus, in fact, because I really enjoy men and their voices. Voices leave so much to the imagination, most especially when they're pleasant. Who is this person? Are they attractive? Ugly? Are they young? Old? Sometimes you can get a general sense of someone's age by their voice. Sometimes you can't. For example, listening to me, how old would you guess that I am? Should I tell you, or leave you to wonder? There's thrill in not knowing. You get to fill in all the blanks. Paint a picture in your mind of what you think I look like. Am I tall or short? Heavy or thin? What color is my hair, my eyes, and my skin? Is this the first time we've spoken, or do we talk all the time? Maybe we do. Maybe you've known me for a few months. Maybe we've been going through the motions for years. Those flirty little work calls when I need to order something and I always request you as my salesman. Maybe sometimes I purposely forget things, fuck things up, just so I have a reason to call you. Maybe every single time you speak to me, You wonder how smooth my skin might feel. You wonder about those eyes and the color. Are they brown, green, or blue? Deep, emotional, wild, like the ocean. Experienced and wise, or young and timid. You already know we have things in common. We savor every second of conversation together. Laughing, flirting, bitching about work and life. When you speak to me, you forget all about your girlfriend or wife. You forget that you have a life, one that's established and inescapable. And maybe, just for that moment, you pretend like you're free. And so do I. Free to fly here and take me wherever you want. Free to finally see the face of the dirty little acquaintance you've talked to for so long and wondered about so often. Thinking about my lips while they speak to you, whether when making some stupid joke or spouting off some work jargon, are they full and pink? And my mouth, does it open wide? Is it big enough to fit that lovely cock that I've daydreamed about so many times? Could I take you all the way down to the base of your balls that you fantasized about me kissing and licking and sucking? Would I be good at it? Would all those truths disguised as flirty little jokes come to be real? Maybe. And maybe, just like every time, after our phone call ends, you're left sitting there, staring at your computer screen, your hand still cradling the phone, wishing I was still rambling at you from the other end. Maybe you even think about calling me back, but you don't, because you know that if you do, you're gonna slip up, and you're gonna let me know just what you wanna do to my body. My body that you've never seen, but have imagined many times. Imagined how tight and perfect I would feel if I was sliding down onto your cock. How satisfied you'd be pulling my hair and kissing me and telling me that in this moment nothing matters but us. So, maybe you do talk on the phone a lot. Maybe you do have that one girl that you just love flirting with. Maybe she's sitting at her desk at this moment, thinking of you. Maybe you should give her a call right now.